Hello?
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Survey. Today we are doing a survey on issues facing your area and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if I have reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself or others?
Yes, but what kind of survey is this?
It's just a general opinion survey about issues facing the community and the nation.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Am I speaking to Rosario Romero?
Yes.
Okay, just 1 second, please. Thank you so much. Now, antes de iniciar, necesito saber si le... would you prefer me to continue in Spanish or English?
It doesn't matter. Maybe in English, because I can hardly hear you tell you the truth. No te puedo oír muy bien, pero...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, before we begin, I need to know if I reach you on a cell phone, and if so,
yes.
are you in a place? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
Thank you. In which county are you registered to vote?
Valencia.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1960.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade you completed in school?
I have my master's.
Okay, thank you. And just for statistical purposes, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latina, Chicana.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for the President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely would you say you are to vote in the November election? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, not at all likely, or not very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for the United States Congress, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I approve.
Would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, changing topics for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. First, we have Gabe Vasquez. Strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, never heard
somewhat
of.
Favorable. No opinion.
Thank you. We also have Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Will you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
We also have Yvette Herrell.
Absolutely not. Totally.
Will you say strongly unfavorable?
Strongly
unfavorable.
Okay. Unfavorable, Donald, yeah, there you go.
Donald Trump?
Definitely unfavorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Will you say somewhat or strongly?
I say strongly.
Thank you. Now, which of the following issue areas would you say that are the most important issues on deciding for your vote for the United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important, would it be government spending and the debt, environment and climate change, healthcare, national security and foreign affairs, the economy and jobs, protecting democracy, abortion, social security and Medicare, illegal immigration and border security, inflation and the cost of living like groceries and gas, crime and drugs, taxes, or education?
I would say right now climate.
Sorry, can you repeat that one?
Climate.
Oh, okay.
Climate and environment.
Thank you so much. Okay, just one second. And thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, with 1 meaning that you have no interest in this election, and 10 meaning that you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
Very interested.
Okay, from 1 to 10, how would you rate your interest level?
10.
Thank you. Now, thinking some more about this year's November election, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out the presidential race and is endorsing by President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? If the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
I would perhaps Harris.
Would you say probably Harris or definitely Harris?
Definitely Harris.
Thank you so much. Now, and if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Yvette Harrell, Republican, or Gabe Vasquez, the Democrat?
Gabe Vasquez.
Would you say probably Gabe Vasquez or definitely Gabe Vasquez?
Definitely Gabe Vasquez.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read to you some statements about one of the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Gabe Vasquez, these are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if the statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference to you to vote for him. Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. Much more, somewhat less, or much less, no difference?
Much more.
Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word. Much more, much less, somewhat more, somewhat less, no difference?
I don't like that. I just have not heard details around it.
Okay, so will you say no difference, much less, somewhat less? Somewhat
well,
more?
I don't know. I'm taking your word for it that he did that, right? I don't know for sure.
Okay. Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and support sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
Ask that one again.
Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and supports sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Okay,
I'm not sure if that's illegal immigration, no sé.
Okay. While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling and voted against funding for 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the borders. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no difference.
No difference. I'd still vote for him.
Thank you. While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extended health care to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised a plan to expand federal student aid to the set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, no difference.
See, again, I've heard that, but I'm not sure that's true.
Okay, thank you. As crossing our southern border, Rose Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border a, quote, non-existent threat. Now, migrant crime is a ravaging New Mexico. Much more, somewhat less, much less, no different?
I don't know. Who are you with again? Are you with the Republicans? Is this part of a Republican survey?
No, this is not, but we are just reading some comments that people do online. This is not the opinion of the people that made the survey. It's just comments that people do online.
Yeah, you know what? I really need to go because I'm making a peach pie, and it sounds very biased, como biased, you know. So I got to go, but thank you, and you have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.